This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Tesla will stay public. After shocking the business world with a tweet announcing intentions to privatize Tesla, CEO Elon Musk said Friday that he is keeping the company public. The Journal's Tim Higgins has more, but first, these tech headlines. Toyota is investing $500 million in Uber in a driverless car pact. It is part of an agreement by the two companies to work jointly on driverless vehicle development. Toyota's investment values Uber at about $72 billion. Uber has been seeking ways to lower development costs after a fatal crash involving one of its cars earlier this year in Arizona. Didi halts its carpool service after a murder. Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi, one of the world's largest tech startups, said it is temporarily halting one of its services after police said a driver killed a female passenger in eastern China. It was the second death since May involving a passenger using Didi Hitch, a service that allows private car owners to register as drivers. The Wall Street Journal's Yoko Kubota has more at WSJ.com. China's industrial future is making way for Workshop 18, a plant in Changsha, China, run by Sany Group, that tracks some 380,000 internet-connected mixers, excavators, and cranes around the world. It also feeds real-time data to a team of engineers aiming to make better products. The journal says that by adopting robots, big data, and other tech advancements, Chinese officials hope to foster industrial giants like Workshop 18 in power equipment, electric cars, chips, and marine products. Coming up, the Tesla deal that almost was, sort of. The Journal's Tim Higgins takes us behind the curtain, or the conference room, where all the latest happened. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said late Friday that he is giving up on taking the company private in the wake of shareholders' objections. Joining us now for a look behind the curtain, patching in from San Francisco, is a man who covers all things Tesla for the Journal, Wall Street Journal reporter, Tim Higgins. Hey, Tim.
Hi.
So late last week, Tesla had a big conference meeting. Gathered around were Tesla board members, lawyers, bankers, execs, everyone trying to get to the bottom of the tweet read around the world, right? So set the scene for us. What did Elon Musk have to say?
Well, this comes as Elon Musk's team of bankers and lawyers had been spending time trying to put the details together for how he could take the company private. Our reporting says that they presented their findings, that they thought they could secure the financing needed, perhaps $30 billion in new investment from sovereign wealth funds or possibly another automaker. And there was this proposal. And then Elon Musk gets up and says that he's decided that he doesn't think it's a good idea to go private after all. And there, you know, this would be something that the company would put out the next day in a late night blog and really surprised a lot of people. Part of the thinking, Elon has said in his blog posting, is that he expected it was going to be complicated, but he didn't realize it was going to become the distraction that it threatened to be. And the company really needed to be focused on producing the Model 3 sedan, that vehicle that they started making about a year ago, which has really been a challenge for the company that's eaten away its cash and has put focus of investors on Tesla's finances, its limited cash. And really, this third quarter was supposedly going to be all about how Tesla could continue to make Model 3s at a rate that would generate cash and make the company profitable. Instead, for a 17-day period, the focus has been on, will the company go private? Elon was also concerned about the fact that small investors, those in his world who really are cheerleaders for his mission and for him personally, wouldn't be able to go into a private Tesla, and he was upset about that. Our reporting also showed that he essentially was unhappy or didn't like the overall makeup of what the investor pool was going to look like in that private Tesla. The mutual tech funds that had been supportive of him over the years, they were going to have to decrease their stake in the company to meet rules that they have about illiquid investments. There was concerns about funding from the Saudi sovereign wealth fund, mm-hmm. and how this essentially might look like essentially the oil industry becoming a large shareholder in Tesla, which was has a mission of trying to fight back fossil fuels, of creating an electric car. So there was concerns there, and that really weighed on Elon.
A lot of things brought to the table, and I just wonder if I have to ask what the general vibe and sentiment was like, because there is that Tesla optimism that's always in the air. I'm just wondering how much that's been shaken and the toll it may have taken on the cause. It certainly seems like the focus is still in gear, but how's the sentiment looking?
It's, if anything, the last, the 17-day drama that we saw play out really highlighted how exhausted Elon Musk is, how personally the toll of all of this work has taken on him. Here is a guy who talks about how he's working 100 to 120 hours a week. He often talks about sleeping on the floor at the factory.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I was at the factory and saw him, I saw his pillow on a chair next to us as we were talking. We understand that in that conference room when he had the board meeting last week, that his sleeping bag was still on the floor. You remember, his family lives in Los Angeles, and the Tesla factory is outside of San Francisco. He spends half his week in San Francisco, half his week in Los Angeles area. He's not really at home ever. He's trying to get this Model 3 to work, trying to get that factory to be able to crank out at a level of work that it's never done before. And it's very complicated, and he is very demanding of his workers and himself. It's really highlighted that, and we've seen really in recent months maybe some cracks in kind of because of all of that. He got into that that spat where he was on Twitter critical of one of the cave rescuers in Thailand. Ended up having to apologize about that. He's been in battles with short sellers. He feels like there are a lot of people out to get him, and it takes its toll on him.
And I just wonder, with the SEC now investigating the matter as such, and after the latest status check-in that was this meeting, do you think the Musk MO will continue, the unapologetic, unorthodox approach to these business matters?
Well, there's been some suggestion that the board has asked him to kind of rein in some of that Twitter, his Twitter usage, what he's been doing. We've seen him try to make some amends in recent weeks. You remember that in May, he got into a public conference call, he got into a sparring match, if you will, with Wall Street analysts, made some comments about not liking their boring bonehead questions. That really affected the stock and raised questions about kind of how he was doing. After that, he apologized, and most recently in his conference call with analysts, he apologized in person to those people, specifically on that call to them, and really put on what Wall Street thought was a boring conference call, and the investors loved it because it seemed as if Elon Musk was getting down to business and trying to get the drama behind him. And we had heard from some investors that really they wanted peace. They wanted to put this drama aside and to focus on building the Model 3. There was this feeling, I remember in June, talking to people at the company, this feeling that if they could just get to that rate of building 5,000 Model 3s a week, that some of the scrutiny and some of the pressure that had been building would alleviate, and they could kind of put this high drama behind them. And there was some frustration that has not occurred. And you remember we get into early July, and Elon got into that spat with regarding the cave rescue, and that attracted a lot of attention and became somewhat of a distraction. And then we entered this period in August where this tweet went out, and that has kind of consumed the company in a way that is surely a distraction they seem to want to put behind them now.
Well, it's been a lot to this story, and I have a feeling that's going to continue to be the case, so we'll make sure we have you back. Tim Higgins, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal.